This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora koutou, I'm Dr. Barb Anderson. Welcome to the series of Otago Regional Council candidate interviews. I'm here on behalf of the Otago Institute for the Arts and Sciences. We're the Otago branch of the Royal Society New Zealand. We'll be chatting with the Otago Regional Council Dunedin Ward candidates, asking a series of in-depth questions so that you can understand the individual candidates better. First off, for total transparency, I do need to let you know that I'm also standing for election for the West Harbour Community Board. The candidates were made aware of any potential for conflict of interest when they were invited to speak. Most of the candidates have chosen to be interviewed. However, two candidates did decline to be included in this series. But remember, this is not about me. I'm just the voice asking the questions. The questions have been supplied by the Otago Institute Committee, and they'll be the same general questions for all the candidates. There might be a few follow-up questions for clarity, and there will be a time limit for answers. I will not be debating the candidates. This is a chance for you to hear the Otago Regional Council candidates put their views across in their words. We're here today with Gretchen Robertson, and welcome and thank you for putting your hand to stand up and come along to talk with us today, Gretchen.
Kia ora, thank you very much for having me.
As you know, we've got limited time, so we're going to dive right in. We've got a set of questions to get through. So we've brought along a little bell. We're going to keep it to no longer than 2 minutes per question. Yep. And Jeff here, the producer, will ring the bell when your 2 minutes is up. First, could you quickly introduce us in a 30-second elevator pitch, who you are, why you're standing for ORC, and what is the role of Otago Regional Council?
Sure, I'm Gretchen Robertson. I'm a seventh generation Dunedinite. I'm an ecologist and an artist. I've worked as a water quality scientist, and I've worked with communities addressing catchment issues. So I love getting outdoors, and I love working with a huge diversity of people. The role of the Regional Council, first and foremost, is as environmental custodians.
Fantastic. That's a really on-time response there, Gretchen. we're looking set for getting done in the time frame here. First question for your two-minute question.
Sure.
What are the most important issues for the future of our community?
Sure. In respect to Regional Council, well, we can't actually live without a healthy environment. So I think for all people in the globe, actually, that's our first and foremost issue. Actually, the Regional Council's job, as I said, is as environmental custodians. So we've got some huge challenges ahead. My background's as a water quality scientist, so water's huge, really huge for the Regional Council. This trainium actually was prioritised as the biggest issue facing Otago. We're getting on top of historic dishing out of water for the gold mining era. So water was dished out as a chattel rather than actually what was in the rivers. So people own water, and that's getting switched over into a consenting world where we need to actually meet some environmental bottom line. So that's a big thing happening. Also, just water quality, we've still got some deteriorating trends. We've got some waterways, particularly urban, but also lowland, that just are not meeting any shape or form the requirements we need for them to be healthy. So that is not on, and we're investing heavily in that area and need to be. What's the other stuff on water? Yeah, flows. We need healthy flows. We don't have healthy water if we don't have that happening. Climate, globally, massive, massive issue. Is the Regional Council involved? Some people debate that actually, no, it's a national issue, or no, it's a global issue, we can't make a difference. That's a bit defeatist in my mind. No, we actually do need to be leaders in that realm. We're in charge of buses too, transport, but also need to be leaders. Yeah, so some big issues.
Oh, some big issues there,
yeah.
And obviously lots happening in this coming term.
Heaps.
What do you see as the biggest environmental issue facing our community? So you may have covered this a little bit. So the previous question was just important issues for the future of the community.
Yeah.
Feel free to go there. Two minutes.
I think we'd have to be fools to think that it's not climate, to be honest. Yeah, it's huge. It's impacting us directly in our lives. We're seeing impacts along our coast. We're seeing impacts along our waterways when we have flooding. So, yeah, it is impacting us. So climate's a huge issue for us. And as I said, there are things the council needs to be doing in terms of public transport, also how we work as an organisation. We need to be leaders there in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, and with a new office building too, that can be a lot better planned. And just being a leader as well. Looking at doing a regional emissions inventory, and once we have that, we can see in Otago where we really need to focus, and they're not easy issues. Agriculture, for example, and the leadership we can show working with industry there is really important. So yeah, climate, but hey, water's really, really important too. We can't take that for granted. We can't live without water. 3 days and we're dead. So water, you know, it's very important. Yep.
And yeah, fantastic. That's a nice, concise, well-founded answer there, thank you. Yep. Question three, what is your track record for engaging with tangata whenua?
Okay, sure. Engaging with tangata whenua, actually, I've been really fortunate in that I have chaired all of the committees where the Otago Regional Council has iwi membership. So started in Resource Science Committee and headed through to Policy Committee. I'm also on a mana to mana grouping where I engage with iwi partners there throughout our Runaka in Te Reo Marama and Kaitahu, so Southland and Otago. So yeah, I've got a good track history, I think, of working in a meaningful manner with mana whenua. It's something that I think is really, really crucial. Just the gifts that can come from understanding Matauranga Māori and the way that we can look after the environment together. Yeah, really important, and I believe in true partnership. So yeah, I believe I've got a track history there, but also I'd love to be involved further in building that a lot stronger. Yep.
Thank you for that. Question four. What strategies will you use to work collaboratively with council members who have differing views?
I come from a background as a facilitator. I've worked with communities in integrated catchment management. I led the first project in that space in New Zealand, where my job was to bring diverse parties together, farmers, university, Department of Conservation, iwi, fish and game, everyone. And that was a new space. So the thing that I like to do is talk about the issues, so you don't shy away from that. Let's get that out in the open. Let's hear why you're feeling passionate about something. Share that, and then have a think about where the common ground is. There usually is some. In fact, there always has been in any example I've been involved in. So once we can figure out that we actually pretty much do share some same values and some same visions, we can work forward together. We can perhaps make some compromises, but we do need to listen, and we do need to actually have some actions. So we need to agree on what those will be. We're spending ratepayers' money, so we actually have to have action on the ground. So yeah, I'm happy to work with diverse people, and I'm happy that sometimes there's conflict. With conflict, you can come to some really good new ground together, so I'm okay with that.
That's thank you for that answer.
Yeah.
Question five, how will you engage with all parts of our community to ensure their voices are heard?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm a seventh generation Dunedinite, but yeah, I've had a diverse background. I grew up in South Dunedin. I went to Caversham School. I Spent all my holidays on farms, so that, yeah, best friend is Samoan. I went to saved up all my money in high school to go to Samoa, and went and immersed there in different village meetings and things. I just enjoy all different types of people. I was a guest speaker to the Dunedin Tamil community over the summer, which I really enjoyed. Chinese community, I've got a lot of friends and links there. I love all of Dunedin and all of the diversity that we have and rich history. I think it makes us a really interesting city and a great place to live, so I believe in that. I also believe in culture, but also diversity of ages. So I was the youngest ever regional councillor elected when I was 26. I believe we've got a very young city. We sometimes forget that, and we don't allow the voices of younger people to engage. So I'd really, really like for that to improve. We've got such a great, great resource there with some really intelligent young people in Dunedin, so in Otago. So, I would like to have some panels set up for people. Just bring in everyone, diverse culture, but also diverse age groups to be able to inform the council. That will make a big difference.
Thank you for that. That's our five big questions. We've got a couple of 10-second quickfire questions. These are just hot topics that have been in the news of late. Buses, ORC or DCC?
I think ORC, definitely to start off with. DCC, perhaps over time, it takes experience.
And Voices for Freedom, are you affiliated with Voices for Freedom or a member? And are they dangerous?
I'm definitely not affiliated with Voices for Freedom. And are they dangerous? Yes.
And thank you very much for coming along today, Gretchen Robertson. Yep. It's been a pleasure to interview you, and good luck with campaigning, as with all the candidates.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Otago Regional Council Candidate Interviews, brought to you by the Otago Institute for the Arts and Sciences, the Otago branch of the Royal Society New Zealand. If you'd like to listen again or to hear other candidate interviews in this series, go to the Otago Access Radio website, oar.org.nz, or the Otago Institute website, otago-institute.org. I'm Dr. Barb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.